Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where Senior Pastor Robert L. Fry has a great message from God's holy word. We'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God, where our motto is, a salvation experience makes you a member. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, contact the office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. Now, let's listen to Pastor Fry share a message inspired by God.
Hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to my cry for help. Psalms 39:12. Lord, teach us to pray. Luke 11:1. After Jesus said this, he looked towards heaven and he prayed, John 17:1. They all joined together constantly in prayer, Acts 1:14. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests, Ephesians 6:18. Pray continually, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to pray. Lord, I pray today that you open our hearts and our minds to the best life that you have for us. And we'll give you the thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Two things I want to mention this morning about prayer. If you know anyone who prays, they're going to tell you that prayer works because they have seen it work in their own lives. Everyone that prays. The only people that will tell you that prayer does not work are those people who don't pray. That's like somebody that's never owned a car telling you that cars don't work. Prayer does work. And those who pray don't have a problem talking about it and telling you someplace or sometime where God touched them. This, let me ask you in the congregation this morning, if you've been sick and you prayed and you know it was the hand of God that touched you and you were healed, just raise your hand. Well, that's a few of you. It works. It doesn't matter what group of people that you are around. Christians that pray see that God answers prayer. And you say, but preacher, I have prayed for people and I have seen people pray and they still died. Well, that's an appointment everybody's going to keep. It's appointed to man wants to die. And after that's the judgment. But God gives us a way that we can walk through life and we can walk through life and make it a whole lot more simpler than what it is. Our world is plagued with wars and rumors of wars. It's also plagued with people who are sick and depressed and angry and feel rejected and have anxieties that they can't fulfill. God said, I have a way that I can make a way that you can do something that you can't do on your own. Try fighting depression on your own. You go to the doctor and they may give you a pill, and that may help. Try fighting anger on your own. Try fighting loss on your own, walking out of a cemetery. Try fighting rejection alone. You feel totally alone. God said, I'm going to give you something that's a gift that's going to show that I'm God. And it's going to show you that you can live this life and you can live it with peace that passes all understanding, and you can live a life filled with joy, unspeakable and full of glory, that you can have it. Todd brought this in this morning. It's something for Bible school. And I said, put it on a platform. I'll try to lift it. That's hard to lift. But if you squat down, if you do it this way, you can get it up off the ground a whole lot better than bending over. So there's a better way to lift than what we would normally want to do by just bending over. And with a little prayer, you can do a whole lot of stuff with it. But God said, I created you. I know what life's all about. I'm going to show you how to live it to its fullest. And I'm going to show you how to get joy out of everything and have peace through most things. First, it comes in faith, because you can't pray without faith. From time to time, people call on me to do things. And when they call on me to do them, I try, if there's any way possible that I can, I try to do them. That gives people faith in me. They trust me because I try to do those things. I went to my dad, and my dad, every time my dad could help me, he would help me. And I had faith in my dad. I knew that in a pinch, I could call my dad. But something my dad taught me and my granddad taught him is prayer. Gets us in touch with someone that can change the circumstances in our life or give us the strength to walk through those circumstances. Without prayer, where do you go? Without prayer, how do you move forward? Without prayer, how do you go through the struggles in life? I don't know. And I do know that everyone that prays sees answers to their prayer. And you say, but I don't know if I believe in God or not. Well, try praying and he'll prove who he is. He did to me, he did to you, and he does to everyone else. When you're in trouble or you get to a point that you can't get beyond that point, pray about it. Heard about the guy that was in a ditch, Michael, and it was a big ditch, and he couldn't get out of the ditch. And he said, Lord, get me out of the ditch. I don't care how you do it. And along came this big flood of water. And he was spitting and choking, and the next thing he knew, he was on dry ground. God may get you out of the situation. It may not be what you're expecting. You know, like a big crane to come down and pick you up. You may have to go through the flood, but you'll be safe. Prayer gives you the confidence that whatever you are facing is going to be okay because you're in Christ. Prayer allows us a place to go to someone that can touch something that we can't touch, can reach somewhere where we can't reach, and can go somewhere where we can't go. The Bible says, all through the Bible, when it talks about people going into battle, God said, the battle is mine. Remember when they went to Jericho? I mean, these guys are revved up. This was a young generation. Moses' generation had died off in the wilderness. These guys are ready to fight. They're ready to take up their swords. And God said, you're going to go around Jericho, and I want you to lay down your swords. You don't need those. This is my battle. I want you to take a pan, and I want you to beat on a pan. I want you to blow a trumpet, and God's going to give you the city. Now, that'd take a lot of faith. But it doesn't take much faith if you believe in prayer. Because with prayer, you see walls fall down. People ask me, how'd you go through the Navy being a Christian? It wasn't difficult, actually. I decided that I knew God was real. When I knew God was real, I started praying. And when I would get into those circumstances where guys would try to ridicule, I'd pray. And you know what happened when I pray? I wasn't the biggest guy in the Navy, but I pictured these great big angels behind me. It didn't matter if they tried to bully me. I had prayer. I had a God that if things got too bad, God was going to take care of it. And I can tell you this, God always took care of it. Maybe not in the way I expected, but he always took care of it. And I found out that in the Navy, instead of having people that ridiculed me, I had people that when their granddads died, their mothers died, they came to me. And you say, well, preacher, weren't you tempted? Yeah, I was tempted, but you know what I knew? I told someone this morning, I knew that I had 10 or 12 other guys that wasn't real strong that was depending on me to stay straight. If you're a person of prayer, you have other people that are depending on you to be godly. And that will keep you straight. You have people that are looking at you to try and decide whether they want a life in Christ or they don't want a life in Christ. But prayer. I remember praying in the fifth grade over spelling words. I can tell you this, God could have done a lot better job answering those prayers back in the fifth grade. But you know what God taught me? He taught me how to study. He showed me how to read. He gave me all the things that the teachers didn't give me during that time. He opened doors. But I knew when I prayed it was going to be okay. I've had a lot of funerals lately. And I can tell you, every time I have one, I say, Lord, I'm not sure I can have another one. But I pray. And you know what I find? A message. A message that's right there. Last week at the funeral that I had, they told me, Mama always said to all of us ever since Daddy died, that I don't know why the Lord spares me, why he just don't take me to be with Daddy. I heard that at the funeral home. And I went home and I said, you know, my grandma used to say that. My grandma used to say, Bobby, I don't know why the Lord just don't take me home with your grandpa. You know what grandma said? She said it to me. She said it to all the grandkids. She said it to the great-grandkids. She said it to her kids. And every time she said that, she was saying this. I know Jesus is my Savior. I know where I'm going. I know where your grandpa is. I have faith. In that little phrase, I don't know why God just don't take me home to be with your grandpa. She was saying, I'm a believer. Why do we always want to struggle through life the hard way when God said, I've given you an easy way, I've given you prayer, so that I can prove who I am, so that you will walk by faith? The Bible says that I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. All things. There is nothing impossible. I remember when I was going to run for Congress, I said, Lord, how can this be? But the door opened and I did it. And you know what the Lord told me? You're showing every little kid that knows you that they could run for Congress or president. There's nothing you can't do. I didn't win, by the way, which thank the Lord for that. Let me tell you a few things about prayer. Prayer is not magic. Prayer does not make demands of God. Prayer is for our benefit, not God's benefit. Prayer is not a guarantee against suffering. The Bible says, in this world you're going to have troubles. But prayer is putting it in the hands of somebody so that you can make it through. What if you are carrying, let me use this again. What if you're carrying this? And you get up to a door, and the doorway's too narrow for you to get through with that thing. You can't make the next step because you can't get through with that. The Bible says, take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Can you hold it? Now I can walk through the door that God has for me because I laid down the burden. I left it there. I left it there. When we are carrying burdens, it stops us from going where we need to be and doing what we need to be doing. Jesus said in Matthew 11:30, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Have you ever said in life, there must be an easier way? There is an easier way. It's through prayer. And prayer will make an easier way. Prayer is a relationship that we have with God through a humble communication of worship. And we speak to one that we know has all power. Prayer, the Bible says, and his disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I don't know what people have done against me, but I'll tell you that there isn't enough for what God did for me. I've got to forgive all of them because he's forgiven me so much. Do you pray? I said I have these times of prayer. In the shower, I pray for the leadership in the church, and I name them. There are people that I have on my prayer list that in the mornings when I get up and I start to study, I pray for them. And the special needs that get called in through the week and the ones that Mary puts out, put on Facebook, I stop what I'm doing and I pray then. Well, preacher, why would you pray? Because I serve an almighty God that I've seen change. I've seen it. He doesn't heal everyone, but he does heal those whom he chooses for the reasons he chooses. Our attitude and prayer, the Bible tells us in Ephesians 4:2 and James 4:10 and 1 Peter 5 and 6, must be humble, not haughty. He tells us not to be out on the corner praying and making a scene. We don't come up front here to pray. Matter of fact, public prayer is difficult for me. It just is. Because prayer is intimate. It's very hard to share intimacy in public. But I do know this, that God hears every prayer. He's all power, he's almighty. I told my grandson last night, I remember in the eighth grade, that was 1964. I was sitting looking out the window, and we were studying Thomas Edison and how he invented the light bulb and how many other things he invented. And I thought, Lord, it's awful to be in 1960 because I'd like to invent something. There's nothing left to invent. Boy, was I wrong. God can give you an idea. God can develop the idea, but he can't do it without your prayer. Just think about it. He created this world that travels around the sun once a year. And he balanced it just so perfect that in Ohio, we don't quite freeze to death in the winter and we don't quite melt in the summer. Isn't that amazing? He set the oxygen level just perfect. You know, you can ask Clint or some with Columbia Gas that if you have oxygen in your house, you put a sign on your door that says, do not smoke, because the oxygen level is just that much, you might blow your house up. Or if the bird builds a nest in your chimney, there might just be enough carbon dioxide in your house that you won't wake up the next morning. Think of the balance between oxygen and carbon monoxide in this world. And the balance of this world going around the sun and the balance of the world turning. Just enough daylight that your corn will grow in the springtime. And just little enough sunlight that the leaves will fall off the trees in the wintertime. You think your cell phone's something. My Father is in heaven. Is really something. My wife's worked for a group of ophthalmologists. You'd think every eyeball was the same, but eagle's eye is different, a man's eye, a frog's eye is different. The eyes are all different because we serve an almighty creator who is an almighty God. If you're on the fence about God, pray. David prayed many times looking up into heaven. You can pray with your head up. You can pray with your head down. You can pray when you're driving. You can pray with your eyes open. You can pray in the shower. You can pray when you go to sleep at night. You can pray when you first get up in the morning. I pray before I get out of bed. Sometimes I have quite a bit of time to pray before I get out of bed. just saying. But before my feet hit the side of the bed, I ask the Lord to give me a thought for the day. And every day, he gives me a thought. Sometimes I write them on Facebook so you can see them, but every day. I had an old preacher tell me one time, and I'd been in the church for 3 years. He said, wait till you've been there 10 years trying to find sermons. Well, I've been here 33, and I have no trouble finding sermons. Matter of fact, I have more sermons than you give me time to preach. Why? Because I believe in a real God that is a personal God that answers prayer. And I believe there are some things that I do not know, some things I do not understand, but by and by I will understand them. Bible says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. We went to Shipshawana yesterday and saw the McCameys sing, and they sang a song, The Unspoken Request. Sometimes during prayer time, we'll say, does anybody have an unspoken request? You'll raise your hand. And the neat thing that I learned from that song was, it's unspoken here, but when it reaches the throne of grace, God puts all of his angels to work to take care of it. You want to know how I went to the Navy and stayed out of all the sin that was there? I had a mother that told me when I came home and told her I'd been called to preach. She said, I prayed every night that God had put guardrails on that straight and narrow road. And I hit the guardrails once in a while. But thank the Lord, I didn't have a wreck. Because I had a mother that prayed. Let's stand. It's an old song my dad used to sing. If this world from you withholds all its silver and its gold, and you have got along on meager's fare, just remember in his word how he feeds a little bird, and take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there, leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, you will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there so you can get through the next door without it. If your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain and your soul is almost sinking in despair, Jesus knows the pains you feel. He will save and he will heal. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Our Heavenly Father, bless this congregation. Teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Robert L. Fry from Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where a salvation experience makes you a member. If you've enjoyed Pastor Fry's message today, we'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Just look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, or you'd like to receive a copy of today's message, contact the church office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. And this has been a Heritage Church of God audio outreach ministry.